That was Bill Badgley with How Insensitive. Warren Zevon, what can you say about this artist? What words can you apply? Iconoclastic? Well, he certainly broke a lot of norms. Impassioned? His most memorable album was called Excitable Boy. Warren died of cancer after years of avoiding regular checkups. He appeared on David Letterman's show in 2002, knowing his time was limited, and Letterman asked him how he was living his life now with his diagnosis. And in answering the question, among other explanations, Warren said, "Enjoy every sandwich." We're living in difficult times at the moment, but always take Warren's advice. Take time to enjoy those little pleasures that means so much. Here he is from his 1976 self-titled album with Muhammad's Radio.
Everybody's restless and they got no place to go. Someone's always trying to tell them something. Problems too. He will surely take them out on you. In walks the village idiot, and his face is all aglow. He's been up all night listening to Mohammed's radio. Trying to make ends meet. Work all day, still can't pay the price of gasoline and meat. Alas, their lives are incomplete. Don't it make you want to rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's radio. Up all night listening for his trumpet.
Up all night.
Hoping that the righteous might just come.
Just arrive.
I heard the general whispering to his aide-de-camp. Be watchful. Three.
could understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I'll have to say I love you in a song.
Was Cilla Black with her cover of Jim Croce's 1974 song, I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song. Blues Image is really only known for one song, and what the heck, let's play it. Going to number 4 in the Hot 100 charts in both Canada and the US in 1970, here's Ride Captain Ride.